If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
What's going on, my beautiful people?
Oh my god.
Did you miss us? How you been? How you doing? I hope you've been good. I hope you're enjoying beautiful weather. If you have beautiful weather where you're at, because we have been so lucky here.
Can we restart?
NYC.
Can we restart? I don't know. I was with my matcha trying to figure my mic out.
No, it's okay. The camera will just be on me.
We're going to have to see.
I feel very exposed today. I have a tight shirt on and I have a tight hairdo on.
And I like it.
Which part?
All of it.
Yeah. I'm trying to embrace myself this summer.
I just feel like when your hair is back like that, and I always tell you this, I feel like you look much better. Well, no, much better is not the right word because...
No, you just like it when my hair...
Yeah, I just like it
when you can see like my face.
Yeah. And yeah. Same with me too. Like
it's
you.
It's just sometimes it's like a lot. Sometimes I'm not in the mindset. That because also.
Why do you need to be in a work? Why do you need to be in a certain mindset to
like,
have your hair
up? Because
when
my hair is down, it like covers a little bit of my back. It covers a little bit of my side. It's like the hair is an accessory.
You have a beautiful neck.
Okay. It's not about that. But sometimes it also depends. Like it has to work with the fit. Sometimes a fit looks better when the hair is down. And sometimes it looks better when the hair is up. But either way, I feel very like you can see my face from all angles.
That's so funny. Welcome back to the pod, you guys. Welcome back to work, Allie. How are you feeling? You feeling good today?
I feel really great today.
You know why I feel amazing?
Why?
Because of the workout we had today.
Yes, we are on a new schedule. I've been on this schedule all of last week. I'm trying to get Yoni on it. Where we wake up hella early. We woke up at like 6. Ideally, today we didn't wake up at 6 because
we should try to push for 5:30. Think about
that,
right?
We could, because when you wake up at 6, it's bright out.
Yeah.
Like it's the day, like.
But see, the only way to do 5:30.
You gotta go to bed at 10.
Is if we go to bed at 10. Like you're inside the bed at 10 p.m.
No. You are inside the bed at 9. You put shit away and close the eyes at 10. But at 9, it's kind of still bright out, no? No, it's not.
In the summer, I'm not trying to be in bed at 9.
Yeah, see, that's the thing.
You can do that. I'll see you in the morning.
No, but like in the summer, I feel like during the week, I'm working. Like it's not, we're not kids. We don't have summer vacation. So summer or not, doesn't matter.
So you want to be in bed by 9 o'clock in the summertime?
No, I think.
During the week.
No. I want to be in bed at 10, go to sleep at 10:30, 11. During the week. And then Friday, Saturday, and maybe even like Thursday night, whatever. But like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, for sure, I'm like on my shit with like my sleep schedule. And then I wake up and I just love waking up early, you know?
What is it about? Can you tell the people what it's about waking up early?
Okay, well,
and then I didn't finish my question.
Oh, sorry.
And what it's like going outside that early in the morning.
Well, first I just wanted to introduce the pod.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back to What's the Juice. This is your favorite podcast.
And podcast host.
Yeah, I stopped saying that. Everyone is telling me that I should say it back. Yo, Nikota, your favorite host in the world.
Yeah, why would you stop saying
it? I don't know, because I feel like it was just annoying that I kept saying it, because maybe I'm not your favorite host.
Nah, I think like we can all agree that everybody likes you more than they like me.
No, that's not true, but we're not going to get into that.
Yeah, we're not going to get into that. My name is Alia Zaitza, your other favorite host of the What's the Juice podcast.
Okay.
Thank you for joining us today. We are going to just talk about summer.
I want to give a shout out to everyone who's at work right now. If you have this type of job that you can work and listen to a podcast, we appreciate you.
Ooh, yeah,
yeah. If you have the type of job where you got to drive a lot and you're listening to us right now, shout out to you. We appreciate it. If you're just walking your dog right now in the morning,
shout out to you and your dog.
Shout out to you and your dog. Who else do we got? Like,
I mean,
there's
also people that maybe they're like cleaning or doing dishes or something.
Shout out to all the professors. Shout out to all the doctors and lawyers who listen to the podcast.
If you are any of those, let us know. I would love to know like what people do that listen to the pod.
Yeah,
like,
so we appreciate you hanging out with us and letting us spend so much time with you on a daily, well, not daily, weekly. What else is another job out there? If you're working out and you listen to the podcast, which would be very interesting actually to work out and listen to What's the Juice.
I can see people like going on a run and listening to the podcast. I'm not a big running podcast listener because I need that hype music sometimes. Yeah.
Ooh, but you know what? Listen to a podcast while you're running, it kind of takes your mind off of, ooh, I need to be hype. I need to stay on this level. Running and listening to a conversation.
No, definitely.
So I'm gonna try that, and then
you're gonna try that. Are you gonna start running?
I'm gonna start running and listening to a podcast, not our podcast. That would be weird. And then also just shout out to everybody's parents who are listening to this. We appreciate you.
Why does it sound like we're closing out the podcast?
No. I just want to start off the podcast with just like shouting out.
Guys.
Okay, but today's episode is something that I've always wanted to talk about. What?
What, summer?
So, why did I forget the topic?
Wow, when Neoni said that in the moment, I knew exactly that he just forgot what the fuck we're talking about today. Like, wow, I've always wanted, as if we've had like two other episodes about summer.
I always wanted to talk about summer.
If you guys don't know, every summer, since we've had the pod, we have recorded a summer episode.
Yeah. But because I feel like it's too early to record us. Just because it feels like summer. It's not summer yet.
Okay, but we're like, we're all thinking about summer. Like,
I think it's
spring
nice to,
now, but right. We're thinking about summer.
I think it's nice to record ahead of time. I think it's nice to record before the summer is actually here.
Yeah, because we're setting up intentions. We're manifesting what we want to do for summer.
Do you believe in manifestation?
I actually do.
I feel like a few years ago, you didn't believe in manifesting shit.
Well, it wasn't really a thing. It's only been a thing for like what, the last 3 years?
What? Manifesting?
Like the idea of like manifesting something. The way that it is now, the way that people talk about it now.
Nah, it's been a thing. You just never talked about it because before you probably didn't believe in it.
But I just don't think I was aware of like the idea of manifestation until like 3 or 4 years ago when it was like a thing online. But maybe I also think I didn't really know exactly what it was, because it kind of sounds like something that's like super like spiritual, and it's super like,
and also just because it, and also just and also just because it's not online doesn't mean it's not a real thing, you know, right?
That's not what I said, but no. I'm saying I wasn't aware of it until it became a thing online.
Okay.
So it definitely has been a thing, like in a way it's like now it just has a word attached to it. But like, what's manifestation? Intentionally putting your like mind and actions towards a goal.
Yeah, and then you complete it and then you manifest it. See, some people think manifestation is something that you can just kind of like close your eyes.
And you're like,
I'm just going to think about it every day and I'm just going to manifest it.
I'm going to think about it really hard and it hopefully will happen. It's like, that's not what manifestation is.
No, I wish it was, right?
Yeah. So let's talk about, what are we trying to manifest for this summer, okay? The reason why we're talking about it is because last week was basically summer in New York City. It was like the most beautiful weather. Every day went up to 80s. It's going to be same this week. So that's why I feel like spring, like it got from like cold to hot really fast. We didn't have like a chill spring.
I feel like it's always like that in New York. Like people always say that it goes from cold to hot.
Real quick, yeah.
Real quick.
And it's not even hot yet. I know that we for sure will have some 90, 100 days, which I'm not excited for. Because for me, this right here is like, it's like hot enough.
Yeah, it's perfect.
Can we please silence the phone?
Sorry. Let me see who texted me.
So what are our summer plans? You know, it's going to be our first summer that we're here in the new city. I feel like I need to stop saying it's a new city. We've almost lived here for like a whole year. But it's the first time that we're experiencing true summer in New York, because when we moved here, it was the end of summer. So we got like the remnants, but we weren't here like peak summer, you know, June, July.
Yeah, and it was already hot when we got it. Like September in New York is still very hot. So
yeah, September in New York is still
hot. So I can only imagine what July and August looks like.
Yeah. Yeah. When we first moved to this apartment, it was hell.
Yeah.
And it was so hot.
Well, we didn't know. Well, we had our AC, but we didn't have the blinds and, you know, the whole thing we talked about.
Yeah.
So summer plans for me, what I personally want to do in my life, okay?
Okay.
Is stay on my gym shit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I got a confession I got to make, first of all.
What is it?
I've been slacking off for the past month.
Now that it's summer and we're out and about, I love smelling good. And Osea's Undaria Algae Body Oil smells just like summer in a bottle, with all natural ingredients. Uplifting notes of mango, mandarin, grapefruit, lime, and cypress. This body oil is clinically proven to instantly improve your skin's elasticity and deeply moisturize. I'm seriously telling you, every time I use it, I get this post-vacation glow as if I just returned from a tropical getaway. I love knowing Osea is woman-founded and led skincare that is clean, vegan, cruelty-free, and climate neutral certified. It's super rich but not greasy, which is very important to me, and it leaves my skin so glowy and toned. Get healthy and glowing skin for summer with clean vegan skin and body care from Osea. You can get 10% off of your first order site wide with code WTJ at oseamalibu.com. You'll get free samples with every order and free shipping on orders over $60. Head to oseamalibu.com and use code WTJ for 10% off. We can all agree that quality time is precious, and there's nothing I love more than connecting with someone over a home-cooked meal. But let's be honest, for most of us, finding time to plan meals and do shopping and cook from scratch can feel impossible most of the times, and that's where Gobble comes in. Gobble meal kits are quality time delivered, because unlike other meal kits that send you raw ingredients, all of the Gobble recipes feature pre-prepped ingredients and are designed to be ready in a fraction of the time. Each week, choose from their rotating menu of 18 plus gourmet meals you can mix and match from classic recipes, lean and clean, and vegetarian options, and Gobble will deliver right to your door. Plus, they have lunch options like salads and soups, breakfast kits, and even desserts. We recently made these Baja-style fish tacos, and Yoni and I could not get enough. They were so good and came together so fast. See what a difference Gobble will make for your household. Right now, they're offering my listeners a fantastic limited time deal. Get $120 off across four boxes, plus free shipping and free cookies. Go to gobble.com/thejuice. That's gobble.com/thejuice today for $120 off your Gobble order. This offer is not available on their home site, so don't miss out. Skipping my morning routine can easily throw off the balance of my day-to-day, because a girl needs her morning self-care time. And same goes for the sensitive vaginal microbiome, because did you know that 9 out of 10 women have unstable vaginal microbiomes? That's why Seed created VSO1 Vaginal Symbiotic to restore a healthy vaginal microbiome and sustain regulated pH levels. In the last few years especially, I've been paying more and more attention to what I put in my body, and I need to remind myself that vaginal health is just as important as the rest of it. Day-to-day things like menstruation, exercise, diet, sex, and more can easily disrupt your microbiome. So it's really reassuring knowing VSO1 went through rigorous scientific testing and was found 10 times more effective than a leading oral probiotic. VSO1 is an ongoing system that maximizes efficacy with only 2 tablets per month. So it's super easy. Find your balance and get proactive with your vaginal care with VSO1 from Seed. Go to seed.com/WTJ and use code 25WTJ to get 25% off. That's 25% off VSO1 at seed.com/WTJ, code 25WTJ. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. When my work schedule is packed with work deadlines, in-person events, and social commitments, it's easy to let some priorities slip. Even though I know going to the gym is good for me, especially when I'm overwhelmed, it's hard to make time for it sometimes. But I would say when I'm starting to feel like my plate is too full, non-negotiables like therapy are more important than ever. Therapy truly is so helpful for learning positive coping skills for when I get too overwhelmed and I get to build up my priorities. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's all online and designed to be the most convenient and flexible and work with your schedule. All you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And if you need to switch therapists, it's so easy and you can do it anytime for no additional charge. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/WTJ today and get 10% off of your first month. That's betterhelp.com/WTJ.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
Honestly, I feel like I haven't been paying attention much about your side of the thing. Yeah. Because I had like my half marathon, so I was like trying to finish up with that. And
for the last 3 weeks, 2 weeks, definitely 2 weeks, I haven't really been in the gym like as much. And then
yeah,
sometimes
I think maybe
people,
went like 3 times in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, I know. And then sometimes people message me like, hey, Yoni, I haven't seen you posted anything on your story. Are you still going to the gym? And
nah,
I like that.
Someone messaged you that?
Yes.
Damn. I mean,
not someone, multiple people.
At the beginning of the year, we were really on our shit.
I was like, day one,
and we
day
were
two,
posting.
Day 20, day 65. What day would it be now?
Oh, definitely like 150 something.
You know,
we can check. I mean, it's like the day isn't that like we literally worked out every single one of those days. The day count was like since January 1st and counting the days that we've been like manifesting
in that mind state.
That, yeah, being in that mind state.
Eating the right
having
thing.
Having the intentionality behind, like, yeah, what we eat, how we spend our time, sleep, like, all those things.
Yeah. And I am a little bit disappointed that I've taken that break, but also I have to listen to my body.
Yeah.
And I feel like that sounds like a big excuse. I have to listen to my body. No, I could have went if I was more disciplined.
Because I would say, what are the reasons that you haven't been going?
Just like, I just didn't feel like going.
Yeah, and you just kind of didn't prioritize it. And what you prioritize is playing basketball. You really wanted to, like, the weather was nice out. You wanted to get outside.
Yes, yeah. I haven't played that much, but I recently just joined a private run near Central Park. And I'm very, very excited. We're actually playing tomorrow. High-level basketball. Everybody played somewhere before. And it's just nice, you know?
Yeah.
So, and I love that. I needed that. So shout out to Ted. I appreciate you if you're listening to this. he hooked me up with that, with that squad. You know what I mean?
And it's perfect for like the weather, but it's inside, right?
It is inside, yes. Okay, so but then inside. There's also a league on Sundays, but I never really get in that because they play outside sometimes. I don't really love playing outside. It's bad for your knees. It's just weird. But the cool thing about playing basketball outside is that people watch. When you play in a private run, people can't really get in the building.
Yeah, I mean, they don't even know it's happening.
Exactly. Yeah. But when you're playing outside, people stop by with their kids and shit like that. So it's cool.
So I feel like it's okay. You know, you were just trying to figure it out. You felt like, because there were days where you just chose to go like play basketball or like shoot around by yourself because that's just like what your body craved. It really did.
Basketball is just one of those activities I will always just want to do, you know? It's never going to go away.
But
Even soccer. I still need to find people who play soccer.
But I think it's about like figuring out like, okay, make a more realistic goal of like, I want to work out 3 times a week in the gym. And then the other days I just, you know, because before we were like trying to work out like 5 days a week, which is like kind of a lot. Five days a week is a lot.
That's what we were doing in the beginning. But I feel like I can still do that. What I really want to do, we're talking about summer plans still. This is not off topic, right? I want to get up real early. 6 a.m. It sucks for me. Honestly, it doesn't matter what time I go to bed. Waking up at 6 a.m., something about that, my body just knows that.
I don't know. That's not true, though, because if you get in a routine.
If I go to bed at 8 o'clock, then yeah.
Not 8 o'clock.
Then I might wake up at 5.
You can go to bed at 11.
No.
That's 7 hours of sleep.
If I go to bed at 11, 6
and you wake up at 6?
Yeah.
6:30, and you do that repeatedly, like not one time, and then you say like, oh, whatever, and then you go back to like your normal
thing. I just need to get to a point to where my body knows that this is when we wake up. This is what we do.
Yeah, but you also just got to fight through it.
I don't want to be proud of myself when I wake up at 6 a.m. Like when I wake up, I shouldn't have that feeling like, oh my God, look at me. I'm awake. I see everybody's asleep. I want that to just be a thing that I do every day.
Yeah.
So that proud feeling I get, like when I did that shit today, yeah, it's cool.
You didn't wake up at 6 a.m.
Okay, it wasn't 6. It was like 7 or 8.
No, it was like 7:15. I was dragging your ass out of that bed. I was like, come on. We said we were going to go to the gym in the morning before.
Yeah, we went. We had a good workout. I will say Alia had a better workout than me.
Yeah.
She was sweating her ass off.
I just have this good program that like tells me what to do and that shit kills. And it's
my problem is that the program that I was following since January 1st, it was only 6 weeks, right?
Yeah.
It was 6 weeks and I finished it. I got some great results.
Mm-hmm.
But now I'm just like, I don't want to repeat the same program. So I need to find a new program. And I've been saying that for the past month. So I know you were thinking that. But until then, I kind of just like freestyle. I like my bench workout.
Feel like when you freestyle, you don't really It's not good.
Yeah,
You're someone that needs like, this is what you got to do. And you just go in and show up without having to think about like, oh, what should I do now?
Yeah.
So we're trying to, I would say like for me, speaking of waking up early, all of last week, I woke up between 6 to 7, somewhere around there. But like 6:30 was like the sweet spot that I was trying to do.
Did you really?
And yeah.
Can we tell the truth here today?
That is the truth. That is the truth. And it was beautiful. And then I just like went because listen, now that the weather's nice, now that the days are longer, I really, really love early mornings out here. Like on the street, the area that we live in and most of Manhattan is just always so busy. And now that it's summer, everybody's also trying to wake up earlier. Everybody's like, especially on the weekend. And
no, on the weekend, people don't really wake up early.
Yeah, people don't really wake up early. That's true.
Like here, I feel like people don't wake up
until like 11.
Until they have to like go to work, be at work.
No, we're talking about the weekend.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. But I just really love waking up way earlier than like majority of people and getting, I feel like I get the city to myself.
You know what's crazy? When you wake up at 6 a.m., the West Coast.
It's 3 a.m.
Some people just go to bed.
Oh, yeah, that's crazy. I mean, why are you going to bed at 3?
I used to do that all the time.
Yeah, no.
Going to bed at 2 a.m. used to be my normal regular thing.
Well, I'm going to make my normal regular thing to wake up between 6 and 6:30 this summer. And who knows, maybe we'll fuck around and do a 5:30 one day.
Yeah.
That'd be beautiful. Because you know, it's 5:30 or even 6, right? And I wake up by 6:30. I'm like out the house. I already changed my workout stuff. I go to the gym. I do a nice 45-minute workout, 50, maybe hour, right? My workout is done. I get home. It's 8:30 or even 8. And I used to sleep until like 9.
Nine is so late.
At 9, I already had breakfast, worked out, showered, got ready, got dressed. I'm ready to head out. And I don't have the workout on my back at the end of the day of like, you still got to go to the gym. That's the worst.
Yeah, that's the worst. I think that's what happened to me. It's that I would wait until, like, I would do all these things, right? Like podcast work, whatever. And then it's like, I still got to go to the gym. The gym is not going anywhere. It's like waiting on you.
And but if you get it, it's busy as fuck in the gym
too. I know. So if you get it out early, like, you don't have to do it late. Obviously, it's common sense.
It
right?
kind of feels like I'm doing it before life starts. You know what I'm saying?
Before life starts. So you were born already.
No.
I'm just kidding. I know what you mean.
I don't know. I really like how it feels. I think I'm gaining so much by sacrificing my sleep a little bit.
It's not sacrificing.
I mean, it is hard to get up. Like, even this morning, you know, I woke up. I got out of bed at like right before 7. You know, when I wanted to, my alarm was set for 6, 6:15, 6:30, 6:25. There was a 1 point.
I woke up at one point when I think the AC was on, right?
Yeah.
And that was 6 a.m.
Yeah.
And when I got up to turn it off, I was like, damn, should I just get up right now? Like, I thought about that.
Yeah.
But I was just like, fuck that. And I just went right back to bed.
I know, because I woke up too. But it would have been really nice to get up then. That's what I'm saying. Like, it feels like you gain so much more time.
But why do we wake up? Like, why do we want to go back to sleep? Like, what do you get?
Comfort? It's like, so, it's just like, sleep is the best. I want to do it right now. Sleep is just the best.
Okay. Do it right now.
Actually, no, I don't. Okay, so in terms of like bigger summer plans, we're not really traveling anywhere. We kind of decided to, I don't know, I just want to like enjoy and experience summer here. And just, yeah, I feel like we've been in the city for so long, so many dark, cold months. And I saw this video of someone saying like, it's really interesting how people that live in New York all winter and fall and whatever, there's so many months where the days are short, it's super cold, it's dark, blah, blah, blah. And it's like nobody enjoys being here. But we sit through it and we push through that to be so excited as a reward for when the weather is beautiful. And New York just hits different when the sun is out and it's hot.
When it's beautiful,
the city is alive.
Yeah.
Yeah, like you can just feel the energy. Like, people are just here being the most human they can be.
Yeah.
But then everybody leaves. Everybody starts going on vacation. It's like, why are you leaving?
No, I mean, not everybody. That's
a lot of people. And as soon as it gets hot in New York, everybody's like, ooh, time to go to the Hamptons.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
But like, you just push through being in the city where it's like nasty or whatever, that then you leave when it's time to enjoy it being beautiful, when it's hot and warm and sunny and you can like go to the park, you can do all these things comfortably.
I don't know if people leave during the summer, honestly. I don't know how many people leave in the
summer. A lot of people do. A lot of people. It's like the known thing. I just saw
okay,
a
video but how would you earlier. Know that? Honestly, how would you know that?
Because I see videos of people online going to the train to go to the Hamptons.
Okay, like but that's every like a weekend. Small group.
How is it a small group when there's like no, where there's like hella lines to get on the trains because everybody's trying to get out of here?
Damn, really?
Yeah. Hmm. Obviously not everybody, but I'm just saying a big group, a big part of the people.
Okay.
And no. It's usually like millennials and like older Gen Zers, you know?
So when you go to the Hamptons, like what's the, for someone who's listening who has no idea what the Hamptons is, the Hamptons, like what do you do?
It's like, well, I've never been myself, but from what I understand, it's usually that there's like all the houses have pools or you can even be like right by the water. So, you know, you just have access to water and stuff. And it's just like a summer. It's like a summer, like a lot of the homes are decorated and like, it's like a summer vacation home.
So is it like more expensive?
I mean, yeah, it's pretty expensive. Usually people go and like get a summer share, like a Hamptons share. It's,
yeah.
You know, a thing where it's like, ooh, do you want to go in on a house in the Hamptons this summer? And it's like a thing, you know, and sometimes people go for like a week. Sometimes people just go like on the weekends. Anyways, I don't really know much about it because I've never been myself.
Well, I want to do that one time.
You want to go?
So fun, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like it kind of is part of the New York City summer experience because, I mean, ask other people. It's a known thing that
people
go.
What's there? Okay, you got your Airbnb, you got your big house. Like, what else do you do?
That's it, I think. It's just nice because you get out of the city. The weather is, like, beautiful. As I said, you can be right by the water because in New York, you can't really be, like, on the beach by the water except if you go to Rockaway. Which is far, it's not close. But there, it's like you get to be by, like, at a house that has a pool, that has, that's the thing, like, you don't have access to shit like that here.
Yeah.
You know? Anyways, but we're just staying here. We're traveling to Seattle for like a week in August, but June and July, we're here, baby.
Yeah, I'm very, very excited to be here. Like, I don't want to leave. Like, even if we weren't, like, low-key, even going to Seattle, I mean, it would be great to just go back and see, like, you know, our people and stuff. But I just want to be in New York, like, the whole summer and actually, like, experience the whole thing.
Yeah, because, you know, you're not a kid anymore, so you don't get summer break. So even though the weather is beautiful and everything is, like, you got to still get the work done. Right. You got to... It's the other one.
Yeah, I know. I'm just trying to fix this first. Sorry, yo, my mic is, can you actually like get up and tighten it?
No, you can do it. I really don't want to get up right now. Anyways, sorry, just totally, that totally like distracted me.
Sorry about that.
But one thing about this summer that I just want to talk about specifically, not specifically, but specifically for my girls that are listening. Mm-hmm. I've always had, and we actually talked about this, I think it was 2 years ago. You good?
No, sorry. There was like a fly around
here.
Oh,
my God. I think 2 years ago, we posted an episode called What is a Summer Body?
Oh.
So we were talking about, you know, like summer body, like, you know, is your summer bod ready? Getting that summer body ready in the gym, whatever. It's always a thing, you know, it's starting to get hot out. It's been winter, so we've been layering it up, you know?
Yeah.
And then now it's summer and it's hot and you're like, I've always been that person that like wears long pants, even when it's hot as hell outside.
I remember this one summer you did that, babe. And I was just like, babe.
It's every summer that I have certain moments that I'm like, I can't get myself to put on shorts. I just can't. It just, I don't feel good. I don't like how my legs look. And I've always had this thing with my legs.
This is a thing in your mind completely.
And I am coming to the realization that is true.
That it's in your mind, right?
Yes.
Like, it's so much in your mind because...
And how I just... This summer, I will have my legs out like I never have before. Like, my legs will be out and I know that they're not out right now and I'm wearing some pants, but that's because we're at home. But...
Yeah.
And also, I just like these pants. They're pretty great pants.
No, I think this is ever since I've known Alia, she, okay, I think this whole thing started with you come from a very, very, very strict and disciplined world of ballet.
Yeah.
Everybody there is as skinny as can be.
Yeah.
Because just, this is what you have to be. And
yeah.
You coming from that world, anything that's not like that, you think is too big. It's not skinny enough. But in the real world, in just regular everyday life, the ballet world that you come from, that's too skinny. It's like, girl, eat something.
No shit. Yeah, no, it's true that I have a skewed, that skews my perspective on these things. But at the same time, also, it's not just ballet. It's like the models, the influencers, the, you know, you don't have to be a ballet dancer to like have skinny, tiny legs or whatever.
Yeah, no, but that doesn't help.
No, it doesn't help. What I'm saying is,
you were like that from the beginning.
No, that's true. So basically, long story short, I am really making it that this summer, I will have my legs out and I will not care and not overthink about putting on the shorts. I still don't know about jean shorts though. Like they gotta be kind of comfortable because jean shorts are just not comfortable. Let's just put that into
jean shorts,
like women's jean shorts.
Oh, okay. Cause I was like, I love my jean shorts.
You sit down and the seam goes like in the place you don't want it to be and it hurts. So I'm all about the loose shorts, boxer shorts, comfy shorts, but our legs will be out this summer. Okay, ladies.
I'm down.
And I just want to like be free.
It's so funny because anytime you post something where your legs are out, nobody sees what you're talking about. So it's so much in your mind. And I'm just like, babe, you know that this is just your mind, right?
I mean,
so yeah, but I'm happy we're here now.
Yeah, we are here.
Alia's been having her legs out all week, you know, and that's it. And I'm proud of you, you know, because it took steps to get here.
Yeah. And it's kind of, it might sound to some people listening like a small thing, but it's not a small thing for me. And it's something that I just want to, like, sometimes there's outfits or there's like things that people, I see other people wearing and I'm like, damn, that's so cute. Like, I wish I could wear that, but my legs, blah, 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 whatever. And I just like get in my head about it. And it's just like, no, I want to like just wear that and let that shit go, you know? So if you experience something like that with something that has to do with your, you know, appearance, your body, whatever, like let's use this summer as a summer where we let go of that and we just embrace it and put it out there.
Yeah. What would you want? What's one thing you definitely want to experience this summer? Like, what's one thing you want to do this summer?
Well, I feel
in New York.
This is so simple. And I feel like I've tried to do this so many times already and just haven't felt like I really, really did it.
What?
It's not even a big deal at all. But I just want to be like, it's like a, I would rather have it like a weekday, not a weekend. Imagine it's 2, 3 p.m. It's scorching, like hot as hell outside, okay? Maybe not that hot, like 80. Not more than that. And it's me and you, or I meet up with a friend or something.
It could be me and you.
Yeah, but we do everything together already.
Yeah, so take a break.
So maybe I like meet up with a friend, you know, did work that morning.
It's okay.
3 p.m. hits or 2 p.m. hits, close the computer. Mm-hmm. And I go to the West Village.
West Village, by the way, is Alia's favorite new area.
Yes, I've really been spending a lot of time in the West Village. So nice. It's just so cute in the summertime because there's so much outside seating.
Yeah.
So we go have like a little sit down outdoors, outside, like on a little terrace, on a patio. I feel like everything is on the street. So it has to be like a street seating situation. It's cute, really nice menu. And we just have a few Aperol spritz. It's hot. We're catching up. We're sweating, but we have like cute outfits on.
We're sweating.
Just you know, while sitting down, just sweating. My hair is up exactly like this because it's too hot to have that shit down.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just sipping on a little aperitivo, you know?
That's what you want to do.
That's what I want to do so bad.
And I thought you were going
to say something. I want to do that shit so many times this summer. Like, that's it. For me, I'm a simple gal. I get so much joy from a moment set up like that. To me, it's perfect. We get a little salad, Caesar salad and some fries. Oh, don't even.
Fries?
Yes, the perfect combo.
You can't eat French fries when it's hot out?
Yes, because you're drinking an Aperol spritz.
You drinking?
You drinking. You are drinking.
Okay.
You have a Caesar salad that's like nicely dressed. It's cold. It's salty. And you have some French fries on the side. And then maybe they're like truffle fries or something. And then you're drinking your Aperol spritz. And then you have a little Negroni after. Or you have a little orange wine. Or
yeah.
That's all I want. And I want that shit like twice a week.
Yeah. No, one thing about Alia, she does love and appreciate these small moments that are very simple. The other day we went to a cafe in the West Village, right? And we're walking there because as soon as we left the house, we were like, should we take the subway or are we just going to walk there? It was beautiful out.
It was early. It was like 8 a.m. on a Saturday.
I was like, I'm not about to take the train right now.
Yeah.
Let's just walk and enjoy the weather, right?
And you know, just side note, one thing about summer mornings is like such a nice feeling when it's like not hot out yet, but you can feel the heat is brewing and like about to get there.
And you know it's gonna be a hot day.
But it's still kind of like there's a breeze and the sun isn't everywhere because the buildings are blocking it.
It's almost like, you know how I feel during those moments? When we're walking, I feel like, get ready for the day.
Yeah.
You know? It feels like
something's coming.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry.
So we're walking there and then we get there and we turn the corner and I hear like this construction, but I didn't know where it was coming from.
Yeah. But it keeps getting louder and louder.
The closer we get to the place. And Alia had already all planned out. She was like, we're going to order some matcha and some little things to eat or whatever, right? And then we're going to sit outside. It's going to be very cute. Yoni, I'm so excited. This is the place I always wanted to take you.
Yeah, because I had already been there, but I went there for drinks. I never went for breakfast.
Okay. So she's been looking forward to this. I swear she probably was dreaming about this shit, right? Because we woke up. She was like, okay, babe, let's go. Okay. So we get there. And the construction is across the street,
guys,
from the fucking place.
It was literally like 5 feet away.
It was the loudest. If you can think of the loudest noise constructions can make,
it was where they break the cement,
the concrete,
and it's like, it's not even that. It sounds like metal hitting metal.
Yeah.
Oh my God, and it was so loud.
You can hear this shit from inside of the place.
And nobody was sitting outside except for one lady, and everybody else was sitting inside.
That's why I was like, why is nobody sitting outside? But obviously.
Yeah.
You know, and it crossed my mind, like, I was like, should we still just try to go through it and just be here? We couldn't even hear each other.
And of course, what ended up happening is we were like, okay, well, we thought maybe like we'll go to another place because we really wanted to sit outside because it was just such a nice temperature out.
But that place was so nice.
That place was perfect. And I wanted to eat like the food. It was kind of like a French inspired place. So they had like, you know, just this, or is it? I actually don't know if it's French.
I don't know.
Anyways, just the stuff they had there was like exactly what I was craving of like a light breakfast. It wasn't like pancakes, waffle. Blah. It was like simple, like granola and yogurt, eggs and salad, toast and eggs, you know, simple.
Yeah,
shit.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I wanted, my little matcha. And we ended up like walking around the block. We're like, you know, let's sacrifice just like sitting inside, whatever. We sit inside.
We walk in.
Okay. There's a table. We sit inside.
I'm just doing background noise.
And as soon as we sit down, the construction stops. And I was like,
it's literally like the minute we sat down and ordered.
Oh, yeah. We had ordered and yes. then sat down.
We're getting the food. And literally 2 minutes later, everybody goes outside.
Yeah. No.
Like,
and then
like a lot of people start to be outside because there were no we couldn't even go outside if you wanted to because everything was taken.
Yeah, because everybody that was like the construction stopped making any noise. So anyone that was like walking around looking for like a place to eat or whatever, they're like, oh, this place is perfect. And so many tables are open.
Yeah.
Little do they know that 2 minutes ago, it was loud as hell outside. So they just like all sit outside, grab their little shit. And I was so mad.
I was so mad at everyone that was sitting down.
And from this moment,
I was like, you didn't deserve the spot.
Exactly. And from the moment we started eating, we were done eating and we were hanging around for a little bit, drinking our matcha. And
then guess
what? What?
The fucking thing started to play again.
I know, but
what did I say? Play again?
it play.
They started working.
Yeah. What I'm saying is it stopped for the perfect amount of time that we ate. We ate, we took our time, we drank our shit. And that's when it started. Like, we could have sat outside.
Yeah.
That's what bothered me.
That's what happens. So, like, how do you know? Let's say we want to go there again tomorrow morning, right? Like, you never really know what. I guess we can just call the place.
Just like, hey, y'all got some construction going on outside today.
Oh my God. They're going to be like, nope.
That's so funny. Yeah. I mean, it's funny because I actually ended up going to the same place the next day and sitting outside and eating my. They have like the best. Should I just say the place?
What place? Oh, the place, the name of it. Yeah, because everybody's wondering, what's the place you guys talking about? What is it? Yeah. I honestly don't know the name of it.
It's called Saint Jardim, S-T, like Saint, and then J-A-R-D-I-M. I don't know if it's French. It sounds like it would be like Saint Jardin, but you wouldn't spell it with a D-M at the end. D-I-M.
D-I-M, no.
Yeah, it would be like... just so, I-N. Yeah. Anyways.
So I don't know what that is.
But it's in the West Village and they're like a cafe during the day and then they have like happy hour and then they have dinner and their dinner is also so
good. Yeah, yeah. It's really, really good. I'm thinking about like...
They had like the best yogurt granola bowl ever and Yoni
I don't even like granola bowls. Well, why did I say...
Yogurt granola bowls.
Yeah. But that one right there is different.
It's different.
The little almond butter they put on the side. It's almost like they took a scoop out of the jar and then just wiped put it on the side.
I mean, that is what they did.
It's really, really good. You should definitely go check it out. This is not an ad. They're not paying us to say this.
Yeah, no, it's not.
Even though they should. Yeah. Well, that's it, really.
Yeah.
I don't know what else to say about that place. Like, it was good. So, Alia likes small little moments like that in so you want to do that how many times a day, like twice a week?
No, I would love to do like twice a week, maybe even more, like I don't know, four times a week.
Yeah, it's a nice,
I just love that shit.
Yeah,
I love it, you know. Maybe like go somewhere, bring like a pack of cards, just like play a game.
Can you work,
like
meet up, can you work from there, you think?
They say like a laptop free zone, so no.
Oh, it doesn't seem like a spot for you to go work at.
Oh, another thing that I want to do this summer? Read.
You've been reading... You read this one book in like a week. What book was that?
It was called A Writer's Retreat, or like The Writer's Retreat or something like that. Or Writing Retreat.
Yeah.
It was kind of like a mystery.
Is it about writing?
Well, yeah. It is about a writing retreat. But like the characters in it and like what happens, it's like scary. Not scary, but like shit goes down.
Yeah.
And then right now I'm reading this book called 0 Days, which is also like a mystery, murder mystery, whodunit type thing. Killed this person?
Aldia loves murder mysteries.
Those are my go-to.
Even just like documentaries.
Yeah, I do wanna go into something else. I don't wanna just read that. It's just I like how there's always something going on. There's always something to find out. But
why do you like reading the dark stuff?
Because as I just said, there's a lot of action going on. There's a lot of things happening versus there's other books that it's like, you got to give me some action. Like, it's too boring. I need someone to be missing or dead. You know, someone's like on the run. Yeah. I don't know. I just need books that are like too peaceful. Descriptive and they're just talking about.
You don't like peaceful books, like something that's just like peaceful. You like some drama.
I need shit
you like
to be going on.
Yeah.
So what are like some things, because I already said I want to read more and I want to have my Aperol Spritz dates. So what's like your thing for the summer?
Back on topic.
Yeah.
Finish
us off.
Yeah. My thing for the summer is that I really, really want to wake up at 6 a.m.
Okay, we're back to
every
that.
Morning. I want to do a lot of cardio. I want to do a lot of like walking uphill cardio.
What about something like fun?
But to me, that's fun.
You know what I mean? Like fun, let's like summer.
Okay.
Like outside.
Seriously,
what's something you want to experience in the city now that it's summer, you know?
Let me be for real, okay? I want to wake up that early. I want to, other than waking up early, what's the one thing that I want to do in the summer? I want to play a lot of basketball.
Okay.
Ooh. A lot of basketball. And I want you to come watch some of the games because Alia still has never watched me play.
Okay, you keep saying that. That's not true. But yeah, like I'll come watch you. Just like go play somewhere that's I can like go watch you.
Yeah.
But another thing is that we want to get back into our tennis.
Tennis. We should order some tennis rackets now.
No, I definitely want to. And I want to find a wall that I could just go and
there play is a wall over myself. There in Chinatown.
Is there?
The wall, yeah.
Oh, okay.
There's a wall. It's like a big ass wall. It's made for that. It's technically made for this other game.
What's the game? Pickleball?
No. Yeah, no, but it's like there's a line on the wall and then you have teams. You hit it and then the other team hits it and you have to hit it above that wall.
Oh, squash?
I don't know what squash is, but it sounds like that's that. So you can use that wall, except...
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really cool. And we should go there in the morning before anybody's there. There's a basketball court right next door.
Okay, yeah, let's do it. I want to get
tomorrow morning?
I'm trying to go to the gym. We'll figure it out. But yeah, so we also said that we wanted to like get into tennis, back into it.
Yeah. To be honest, I think I'm pretty good at tennis.
No, Yoni's actually really good at tennis.
I'm not that
good. No, you're actually really good. You're actually really good. Like every time you play with my dad, and we're all shook like, damn, like Yoni's kind of good.
No.
Yeah.
Why did you never tell me that?
I have.
No, you never told me that.
I have. You just want to say.
Tell me more. What makes me like...
Okay, we're not talking about it anymore. But...
No, I like tennis, honestly. And I really, really wish that was like one of those things that if I started tennis when I was like 3 years old, I feel like I would have played in Roland Garros right now.
In what?
Roland Garros.
Okay.
No. I think I could have been really good.
No, you could have.
Maybe a pro. Maybe. You don't see that? If I started
it's so
years
hard
ago.
To tell, babe. Like, who knows, you know?
Can you just say yes? Because I totally see it.
Yeah, but if you would have, we would have never met.
Well, that's true.
So, I don't...
So, yeah, tennis is my favorite, is my new favorite sport other than basketball and soccer.
Okay.
And football.
Not many left for you not to like.
There's a lot. Okay, anyways, we're gonna close it out. This was a nice, quick summer. It was quick. I mean, a good 40-ish minutes.
Yeah.
Let us know what your plans are in the summer. Are you planning to visit family overseas?
Are you excited to have your spritz like me?
Are you excited to play tennis? Try a new sport. You know what I mean? Be outside. This is what I really want to do. Like in the summer, I want to be done with work.
At like 3 p.m.
And then after that, honestly, because the thing is, when you work for yourself, you're always working. We end up, sometimes we work from morning to midnight.
Yeah. We're not doing that in the summer.
No.
I'm okay to do that like when it's dark out all day because it's wintertime and it's cold. So I ain't even trying to go outside.
Yeah.
But now is when we got to prioritize ourselves.
And we've been doing that. Like the last couple of weekends, we actually decided, you know what, on the weekend, let's have a weekend where we are not doing emails. We're not responding to DMs, anything like that. And it felt so... Don't you feel so much like human when you were there?
This past weekend was probably the best weekend I've had since we moved here.
Yeah.
Because truly this whole year, we've been just like, you know, adjusting to being here, feeling the pressure of like life being a little bit more expensive and trying to make shit happen. And being here, you kind of get into that mentality of like, go, 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 go. And... I just feel like we need to find a better balance going into like our second year living here. And the summer is the perfect time to start.
Yeah.
It's been amazing. We had such a good weekend.
Yeah, it's important to take time for yourself, honestly. And then whenever you get back to work, you actually feel so much better. Like your brain
is not... I would say
I'm
a little bit stressed.
Why?
Because we had taken... I really didn't do anything for like 2 days straight.
Okay, but you know, stress is... You know, it's fine. You know, you're fine.
No, it's not fine. Like, I'm just saying, like, there's always... It's not like I clock in and it's like, okay, whatever I have to do that was left over on Friday, I gotta, like, do today.
Yeah.
It doesn't really work like that in our line of work. But anyways, guys, let us know what you guys are doing this summer. What are you super excited for? That's about it. I don't know what else to say. We're going to go over to Patreon and we're actually going to talk about a fun little episode today.
You want to tell the people what it is?
Do you want to tell the people what it is?
I kind of forgot, to be honest.
Okay. You only be forgetting shit today, guys.
It's too many titles.
We are talking about Friends with Benefits.
Oh, yeah. Friends with Benefits. Have you ever had one? Do you like it? Do you subscribe to that idea?
Do you think it's even actually truly possible
it is.
To be friends with benefits? Or is there always something else going on?
It is possible.
Okay, we're going to talk about it.
Like, what else could be happening?
We'll talk about it.
Okay, I'm just trying to give you guys a little juice, but Ali, she's like, nope.
Nope. If you want to figure it out, go to Patreon. All linked down below, and same with our Instagram and all the cool stuff. You want to follow, subscribe, so you can be part of the fam.
Like, I think this is the part where everybody just clocks out, like leaves.
My feet are also going numb, so I gotta get up.
That's the worst feeling.
I can't feel them.
You ever try to
bye,
like?
Bye guys. Bye.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
All right, bye guys. Let us know what you thought about this episode. If you got to the very end, which is this part right here, say this in the comments.
Just tell us what your plans are.
I mean, people don't, maybe they don't have plans.
Everybody's got something. They're like, I'm looking forward to chilling.
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 You know what? If you got to the end, just say chilling. All right. All right, bye guys.
Bye guys.